In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We're continuing with Psalm 37, verse 16. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Righteousness comes through grace by faith. Through grace by faith. The scripture says that Joseph was a righteous man, which means he was a man of faith. He believed. I'm telling you, we are righteous by grace through faith. Righteousness is God's righteousness because we have been washed clean with the blood of Jesus. Righteousness is God's righteousness because we have been washed clean with the blood of Jesus. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord upholds the faithful. Sometimes it doesn't seem that way, but today I'm telling you, if you are faithful, hold on. Hold on to Jesus. Don't let go. Don't let go. And stop thinking about those that are not righteous. Because you see, in a little while, it'll be like chaff. It'll be blown away. Blown away. And I don't even want to see them blown away. I want to see them come to Jesus. That's what I want to see. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. What is the inheritance of the upright? The Lord is the inheritance of the upright. My inheritance is the Lord Jesus Christ. Your inheritance, if you are a believer, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a matter of fact, the inheritance of Jesus is you and me. Because remember what Jesus said, "Father, you have given them to me as a gift, that they would be one as I am in thee and thou art in me." So we are the inheritance of the Lord, and the Lord is our inheritance. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't want any other inheritance but the Lord himself. No inheritance suffices but God himself. Even if you inherited $1 million, in the days to come, $1 million isn't going to mean very much. It's not going to mean very much. Make sure that your inheritance is the Lord. Make sure that you love him. Make sure that you've given your life to him. And you know what? It's going to be okay. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall live forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil times, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Oh, the Lord will provide for his people. The Lord will provide for his people. Remember Elijah when he went to Zarephath, and the widow was getting a little flour and a little oil and was going to bake the last thing of bread for her son and herself. And there was a great famine in Israel. Why? Because no rain. So Elijah says, "Bake me a little cake." And she says, "I only have enough for my son and I." He says, "Bake me a little cake." So she baked the little cake with the flour and the oil. And the flour and the oil did not run out until it started to rain months and months later. God knows how to take care of you, but you need to be willing to be taken care of. You need to be willing to have him take care of you. That doesn't mean you don't do anything. The little lady had to bake the bread and use her faith that if she baked the bread, there'd be enough for her son and herself. Little did she know that God was into the game of multiplying. God multiplies, he never divides. Hallelujah. God multiplies, he never divides. If division is in your family, repent. Lord, I repent for all the division I've caused. I repent, Lord Jesus. Forgive me because of your blood. Amen and amen. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. The fat of lambs in the fire goes up like smoke. The fat of lambs in the fire goes up like smoke. But the righteous shows mercy and gives. Isn't that something? The righteous shows mercy and gives. And this widow in Zarephath, I tell you, if she was not a believer, she was not a Jew, but I tell you, she had faith because she showed mercy and gave. She gave to Elijah. Remember, the first law of the desert is hospitality. And in the 23rd Psalm, it says, you spread the table before me in the sight of my enemies, that even enemies that come in the middle of the night must be served. The first law of the desert is hospitality. And you want to know something? We've lost it. We've lost it in the West. We don't show being hospitable at all. Most people aren't hospitable. But you know what? The first law of the desert is hospitality. And what does the scripture say in Hebrews? That entertaining people, you may have been entertaining angels like Abraham entertained the three angels. I tell you, hospitality is something that's been forgotten. There are very few people that are hospitable. Why? Because I'm busy. I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do the other thing. I'm a busy person. I can't be hospitable. Well, get over it. Get over it. The Lord is hospitable. He sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Listen, he's hospitable. He fed them with fish and loaves. For such as the be blessed him, but such as be blessed shall inherit the earth, and they shall be cursed of him that do not bless the Lord, and they shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I believe that. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, that the Lord orders the steps of a faithful man. If you're faithful, he will order your steps. He knows how to open doors, and he knows how to close doors. One prayer that I've used is, Lord, open the door that I have to go through and close the other doors and do it gently. Yes, he knows how to get you through doors. He knows how to get you to the right job. He knows how to do that. But you need to do something yourself too. You don't just get a job by sitting back and just receiving a check from the government. If you want a job, you must diligently pray and diligently look for it. He orders the steps of the righteous, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. That's right. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Maria Vadia, one of God's own, broke her hip. And I said, this was an attack of the devil. And you know why? It was like someone pushed her. But she was also doing something wrong. She was texting, and you can't text and walk at the same time. But I knew that her dance was a powerful dance in front of the Lord, and the devil wanted to stop her dance. But you know what? During Days of Glory, Maria was dancing. Praise the Lord. She was dancing and dancing and dancing. What does it say? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. Okay? Maria fell, but not utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hands. Isn't that something? That God upholds the righteous with his hands. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? I am upheld by the hands of the Lord. Glory to God. You are upheld by the hands of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Then the psalmist says, I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. I have been young, and now I'm old, but the righteous are not forsaken. Those who live by grace through faith are not forsaken. God cares for them. And you know what? Believe it. Believe it. You don't have to prepare for yourself. God will prepare for you. Don't worry about your old age. Don't worry about if there's looting. God will prepare his table for you. But you've got to be generous to other people. You have to be generous to other people. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds the righteous with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, that's his children, begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. Yeah, the righteous person lends, not borrows. The righteous person lends and not borrows. You know what I'm saying? That's what the scripture says. The righteous person lends and not borrows. Let me just talk a little bit about borrowing, you know. My mother always taught me, you don't buy anything you can't pay for. The only thing that you buy that you can't pay for is a home. You need a mortgage. But she taught us, you don't buy it if you don't have the money for it. Because you'll be paying exorbitant prices in interest. And you know, I'm sure a lot of you that are hearing me know what I'm talking about. You pay the minimum amount, and you're going to pay for what you bought 17 times. I'm going to give you my mother's advice. You don't buy what you can't pay for. But you say, I want it. Well, you know what? I want to fly too, but you know what? I'm not going to fly. I'm not going to fly. I want a lot of things I cannot have. And I'm not going to be dissatisfied with what I haven't got. I want to be satisfied with what I have. When traveling through life's journey, let this be your goal. Keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what you don't have, the hole. Worry about and thankful about what you have, that God prepares for you a table in the presence of your enemies, that God knows how to keep you safe and keep your steps ordered, because he's God Almighty. He's God Almighty. He's God Almighty. And your seed will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves judgment and forsakes not his saints. Hallelujah. Again, the Lord's going to care for us. We don't have to worry about being cared for. We just need to put one foot in front of the other, and we need to be servants. We need to be hospitable. We need to love God. We need to pray, spend time with God. But I'm telling you, he orders your steps. And he orders the steps of your children. He is wonderful. No, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. The only thing you need to do is depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves judgment and forsakes not his saints. Hallelujah. You shall not be forsaken. Why? Because you belong to Jesus. You are part of the vine. You are the branch in the vine. And it is God's will that you bear fruit and that you bear much fruit. Hallelujah. This is real. This is real. This is real. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Yes, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue takes judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. Remember when God said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole soul, and your whole mind. He says, first of all, put it in your heart. Make sure the word of God is in your heart. Then on top of your head with the phylacteries, yes. And then you can put it on your doorpost with the mezuzah. Or if you want to have have a bumper sticker. You can put it there. But make sure that what God has done and who God is in your heart first, your head second, and your automobile third. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. The law of his God is in his heart, see? None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave the righteous in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Amen. Amen. Psalm 37, verse 34. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. Wait on the Lord. Then the wicked are cut off. You shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but I could not find him. Hallelujah. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace, but the transgression shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The presence of the Lord is my strength. Jesus is my strength. He is my strength. He is my strength in time of trouble. He is my strength in time of trouble. We hear that again in the 46th Psalm. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. You hear it? Don't be afraid. Though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. What else does it say? Though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and swell, don't be afraid. Why? Because God is your refuge and your strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Blessed be his holy name. He knows how to keep his people. He knows how to keep his saints. He knows how to give to us. But we need to receive. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. So important, so important. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. Amen. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Ah, there we go again. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Jesus, I trust in you. 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 Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and lend. Trust in the Lord, you will be taken care of. Trust in the Lord, he cares about you. Trust in the Lord, he is your inheritance. Trust in the Lord, you are his inheritance. I am his inheritance. Trust in the Lord, you will see the wicked go up like smoke. Trust in the Lord and do good. Yes, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. I love you. I love you. I love you, my delight. I love you. I love you. I love you, my delight. My heart delights in the Lord. My heart delights in the Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you, my delight. Oh, make the Lord your delight, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He knows how to care for his children. He knows how to care for his children. He knows how to care for his children. Not one will be lost who follow the Lord and trust in him. Not one will be lost who follow the Lord and trust in him. Trust in the Lord. Let the Lord order your steps. Let the Lord order your steps. Trust in the Lord. He is worthy of your trust. Trust in the Lord. He is worthy of your trust. I'm looking at Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not upon your own understanding. You know, you ask the question, why is this happening? You know what I'm saying? Lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord that he will bring good out of whatever it is. Romans 8:28. God works all things for the good to those who love him. Trust in the Lord. He is a Lord worthy to be trusted in. You might say, why is he worthy? Because he had nails in his hands, thank you, Lord, and nails in his feet, thank you, Lord, and a crown of thorns for you on your head, his head, thank you, Lord, and his side was pierced, thank you, Lord. Trust in the Lord. He gave his life for you. Trust in the Lord. He shed his blood for you. Trust in the Lord. You are his. Trust in the Lord. He is yours. Trust in the Lord and do good. He will order your steps. Trust in the Lord. Even if you fall, he will bring good out of the fall. To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:6. In all the ways, all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I had breakfast this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you provided for me. I thank you, Lord, in all your ways. Acknowledge him. I thank you, God, you got us here safely to do the radio. I thank you, Lord, that people are listening all over the country. I thank you, Lord, that even in other countries, people get our webcasts or our podcasts, whatever they're called. I thank you, Lord, that you have put me on the airwaves in Boston, WROL at 11:30 in the morning, and WEZE at 11:15 in the morning, and 9:45 in the evening, and 3 in the morning. I thank you for the people who listen to me at 3 o'clock in the morning because they can't sleep. I thank you, God, that you have given me this mandate. Hallelujah. That means you trust in me. Please, I don't want to betray your trust, Lord. I don't want to betray your trust, Lord. Please, Lord, grace me with more grace so I will never betray your trust, because it's so easy to betray the trust of the Lord just by doing your own thing, just by sinning. It's easy to betray the trust of the Lord. I thank you, God, that every time that I've sinned, you've taken me back when I've repented. Thank you, Lord. 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 In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Have reverence for the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in your own eyes. Have reverence for the Lord. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel, and it shall be health to the marrow of your bones. Yes. What does it say? Fear the Lord, have reverence for the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health for your navel, and it shall be health for the marrow to your bones. Fear the Lord, have reverence the Lord. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of your increase. Honor the Lord with your tithe. With your tithe, honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of thine increase. What happens? So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. if we tithe, if we give our tithes and offerings, we are honoring the Lord with our substance. And he that's the first fruits of what he gives us. And so shall our barns be filled with plenty, and our presses that make the wine shall burst out with new wine. Yes, this is real. This is real. So many Catholics don't understand the law of giving, that money is seed, and the more you plant, the more you reap. What does it say? Honor the Lord with your substance, with your money, with your goods, and with the first fruits of your increase. What will happen if you do that? So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your wine presses, it means wine presses, shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, learn how to give. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus. Glory to God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Honor the Lord with your substance. Honor the Lord with your first fruits, and he will provide plenty for you. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. Hallelujah. That Jesus Christ is Lord. He is. That the Father has sent his Son, and that the Son is madly in love with you. Amen. There's nothing you can do to gain that love. It's a gift. It's called grace. Hallelujah. You belong to him, and he belongs to you. And no matter what you've sinned, just go to confession and repent. It's time to come back. It's time to give yourself to the Lord. It's time to see Psalm 37 and Proverbs 3 fulfilled in your life. Please come and help me so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And you know what? You are loved by the Lord. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.